Shall we bow our head for a word of prayer? Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you once again this evening. Thank you for your grace, O God, that has gathered all of us here again, O God. Since Sunday, O God, when we all gather physically like this, thank you for the abundance, O God, of your blessings in the services of Sunday. Thank you for your grace and mercy that has kept us since then, O God, safe and secure from all alarm. Thank you, O God, for the abundance of your blessings in our lives, O God, the same that we are enjoying, O Father. We say, blessed be your holy name, O God. We have come again, Father, this evening, O God, to renew our strength. We have come again, Father, to receive more of you, O God. And we know, Father, you have got more, O God. We pray, dear Father, that you will give us of the riches of your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your servants, O God, that were away. Thank you for the journey mercies, Father, you granted to them. Thank you for our pastor, God, that traveled to Togo for the journey mercy to and fro. We thank you, O God, for the evangelist, also our Baba, Lord, for the journey mercy, all the places, O God, they travel, O God. And we thank you for the testimonies, O God, in the journeys, O God, and in the midst, O God, of your children. We pray, dear Father, that the labors, O God, of your servants will not be in vain, O God. Lord, may you bless their effort, O God. Father, may you renew their strength in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for the assembly, O God, where they have labored and minister, O God. We pray, Father, that you continue, O God, to water your word and continue to take them from glory to glory, from strength to strength, in the name of Jesus Christ. We also commit your servants, O God, that are not here at this time. Pray for Brother Wumi, Lord, in Bakatari once again this evening. May your grace stand by him, O God. We commit Brolu Afemi to your hand, Lord. May your grace also be with him. Commit, O God, our loved ones, O God, that are not here, O God, on one account or the other. We pray, Father, that your grace will stand by them, O God. Those that will be connected to this service this evening, Lord, once again, Father, as you are visiting us and pouring your blessing on us here physically, may you also visit them, O God. All together, Father, we will be blessed and we will thank you for being in your presence, O God. For the little time that we'll read a portion from your word, O God, I will go to pray, Father. We pray that you anoint us, O God. Lord, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The Spirit in this world is what we are interested in, O God. We pray that you will give us more of this Holy Ghost baptism. Those that are not filled, Lord, may you remember them. Once again, this service, Lord, may you not pass them by. We are all needy people, O God. We lift up our cup to you, Father. May you feed them, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. Welcome to midweek service. Why we turn our Bible? Because this time, before you know, 30 minutes is gone. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24 from verse 56. I read, he said, and he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. Verse 60. And they blessed Rebecca, and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which eat them. You love the Lord tonight? Let's read one more. 22, the same Genesis chapter 22 from verse 15. And the angel of the Lord came unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. May God bless the reading and hearing of his holy word in our hearts tonight. You can please be seated. God bless you once again in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to be in church. And we thank the Lord once again for journey mercy granted to his servants. You are welcome, sir. Bless you. Amen. Are we happy to be in the house of God? Tonight, for a little time, want to dwell on this subject that the prophet preached, and I title Possessing the Gate of the Enemy. Amen. Possessing the Gate of the Enemy. I don't know how to start, but I just find somewhere to start. God helping me. Amen. Now, Brother, say if I should call it a subject for a few moments, I will say, Thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. Amen. Just a little moment. This thing has just gone out. Now, Abraham said, God had been testing this patriarch, Abraham, because he had given him a promise. That's possessing the gate of the enemy, the one preached, the first one. When God makes a promise, he wants to be sure that this person that he made a promise to is worthy of the promise before he fulfills what he said or what he promises. And so Abraham had been promised that through his seed, the whole world will be blessed and that he will have a son. And this son out of him shall comfort a seed that will bless the whole earth. And Abraham, when the promise was given to him, he was 75 years old. Sarah, his wife, was 65 years old. But the Bible tells us that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong, giving praise to God. And God, time after time, he tested Abraham. But he had to come to that final test before the blessing was going to happen. Amen. Now you see, that's the way it is with all the seed of Abraham. God gives us that final test just before he gives the promise. And if it was possible, I would like to say something here personally. But I will withhold that. I don't know why. That final test, to see how you will react upon it. God loves to do that. And when he gave Abraham his test, he found Abraham just as true as he was when he started his journey. Even at 75 years old, he didn't change. Amen. He was still a believer. You love the Lord? What a blessing it will be this evening if we would take his promise of healing and just stand just as true as we did, you see, when we stood here and accepted it. No matter what the doctors say, you just stand just as true. Amen. And when he did this and never withheld his only son, Abraham was about to plunge the knife into Isaac's bosom, his throat, to destroy his testimony. He testified all over the known earth that he was acquainted with, that he was going to have this son. And then when the son came, he was asked to double back to destroy the only hope that he had for his testimony to be fulfilled. And when God seen that he was loyal to that faith that he had in God, God looked out of heaven and said, I have sworn by myself. You love the Lord? That I will bless you, Abraham, and I will multiply your seed, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. What a promise. Amen. Before the blessing can come, you must overcome and pass every of those tests. In the message, I know, just like we were referring last week, but the Bible said, just like some of you that came to be prayed for healing, like we did last Sunday. When God will come, maybe this Wednesday service, will he find you just as true to that promise like he did Abraham? That even at 75 years, he didn't stagger. He still tarry, he became 100 years. God visited him again. Abraham did not stagger against that promise. He was very strong, giving praise, glory to God. Every day they asked him, but you say you are going to have a son. He said, yes, God told me that I'm going to have a son. It's just like the case of John Ryan. Rabban said he was a Catholic man, and he come to be prayed for, a blind man. And we pray for him. He said, when I pray, I told him, go confessing positive. Go testify. Say you are here. And he went, he was testifying everywhere that he went to. And the people were laughing at him. That you are just making mockery of God. Sometimes people can even go as far as saying you are telling lies. But they don't know that it is faith in action. Just like we were saying on Sunday, whatever God has promised you or whatever you are believing God for, anchor your faith in it. If you are believing God to build a house, anchor your faith in it. And let God see your faith in action. In the message, Abraham said, maybe Abraham would have gone to the market and begin to buy Pampers. He would have gone to the hospital, maybe somewhere like God's not there, and said, keep a space for my wife. She's coming someday. And they will laugh and say, you this old man. What's wrong with you? But that was faith in action. Whether people laugh at him or they don't laugh at him, it didn't stop Abraham. He believed the promise of God. He was strong. Because why? He know that faithful is he that has promised, and faithful is he that will bring it to pass. Please, can I have paragraph 19? But Bible says God cannot say anything or make any promise to you unless he will fulfill it. You believe that? And that's why we used to say God doesn't say anything anyhow. He says what he will do. And he will do what he has promised you. You believe him? When he said, I am the God that healed all your diseases, he meant what he was saying. There is no disease that God cannot heal. You believe that? Then, who is that devil? Who is that demon that want to hide under medical science? God will fish him out. Now we see that God cannot say anything or make any promise unless he will fulfill it. You believe that? If God say you are going to have your child, sister, you are going to possess that gate of barrenness. That family, you are going to possess that gate of barrenness. Proverbs say it is a day and it's a time that every gate we must possess it. Because someone has already done that for us. We should accept it. That's what we have to do. But what we need is our faith to go in action. May God help us. Now God will not make any promise or say anything unless he will fulfill it. And he has to do it, he has to do that in order to be God. You believe that? He will not just tell you that no barren will be in my house if he doesn't know what he was talking about. Do you understand what we're saying? When he said no barren will be in my house, even your animal, he knows what he was talking about. It might take 20, 25 years. Your own might even pass that of Father Abraham. But stand still and see the salvation of God. You believe God? When he make a promise, he must surely bring that promise to pass. When he said, I have never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor the seed of God begging for bread, then who are you, child of Abraham?
Amen. God takes care of them. How much more you, me, the apple of his eye? Let's hold God by his promise. You love the Lord? Now God cannot see anything unless he will fulfill it. Paragraph 39. Healing is your possession. You believe that? Salvation is your possession. You believe that? Good health is your possession. Amen. The Bible says healing is your possession. Salvation is your possession. The Holy Ghost baptism is your possession. If you are here tonight trusting God for the Holy Ghost baptism, it is yours. All you need to do is to believe it and accept it. You remember the quote we read on Sunday? The Bible says, when you have repented correctly and you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and don't receive that Holy Ghost baptism, you are calling God a liar. And God can never be no liar. He cannot lie. He will always speak the truth. If he promises it, then it is yours. He said this promise is unto you. Acts 1. Is that not so? It's unto you and to your children and to them that are far off. Both Jews, Gentiles, Samaritans, even as many as the Lord our God will call. Then why are you counting yourself out of God's economy? Bring yourself back in. Amen. Holy Ghost is yours, sister. And there is great thousands of preachers and so forth in the land today saying that is not so. But the seed of Abraham knows it is so. They will ride right in and possess the gate of the enemy. God said they would. They believe it because it is a promise. The seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. Now you that is going through testings and trials. Are you there now? He knows all about it. He knows that test that you are going through. He knows that trial that you are going through. But he's going to conquer it. But Bible says he has already done that. Paragraph 22. He done that already. Let's look at Daniel. Bible says, Daniel, you see, later, there came one by the name of Daniel who was in the line of his royal seed and in the line of the promises. Because why? It was a seed of Abraham. And God had chosen him. You love that? God had chosen him before the foundation of the world. Just like he had done for you. And he has done for me. Before the foundation of the world. You see? To be his prophet. And he lived gallant. He lived loyal. Even in a strange land, he had proposed in his heart that I will not defile myself with them. See? That is the real seed of Abraham. Living in a strange land that is different. Living among people who are different. But yet gallant to that promise. I will not defy myself with them. I will stay true. Whether in the office, whether in the society, they might gang up against you, but stand true to your testimony. God will vindicate you. God will prove you. Then they will look, what magic are you doing? Your magic is in God. You believe that? Sometimes, oh my, I love God. He's my sponsor. I'm speaking out of experience now. He's my sponsor. Look at people. People are just so funny. And human beings are wicked. And I know it is Satan, the devil, that is anointing them. Rather than for me to hate them, I will not hate them. I will just love them. But sometimes, humanly speaking, that thing might look rough. Why is this person behaving this way? Over petty things. All I need to do is just so you don't know better. God just help you. If you don't love yourself, if you want to be my enemy, I will possess you. Yes, that's what the Bible says. We just read it now. All them that hate you, you will possess them. I will go over their head. I will be the head and never the tail. When they say that, you just watch me. I will continue to rule you. Yes. That's what you want. May God help us. See now, God put him to a test as he did his father Abraham. And the king said, you will either be like one of us. That's the thing. They want to put your hand in sin. And you tell them, I can't do it. Because of that, they take you for an enemy. find every way to manipulate and put things against you. But God will vindicate your brother. It's either you be like one of us, or you worship the way we worship, or we throw you out into the lion's den. You know, in a den full of hungry lions. Daniel, like Abraham, his father, he said, you may throw me into the lion's den, but I will not bow to any of your image. I will not take your former religion. I will stay true to Jehovah. And there came the showdown. The king kept his promise, and he picked up the prophet, or had him taken up and thrown into the lion's den. And when the lions, the enemy of Daniel, rushed forth to that prophet, that light was there. The pillar of fire was there. God kept his promise. He possessed the gates of his enemy. Then who is that enemy, brother? Who is that enemy, sister? You will possess that gate. In sickness, your own enemy, you have possessed it. It just depends on your faith. Is it people that hate you for just no cause? They don't know better. You will possess them, I tell you. This part of the Bible sometimes is a very hard part, but that is the truth. God will fight against them that fight against you. Those that are contending against you, God will contend against them. That's the word of the Lord. Amen. You see that? And he possessed the gate of his enemy. God, you know, stood an angel there before those lions, and he took the gate. God keeps his promise. You believe that? He possessed the gate of his enemy. God said so. Amen. Because of this time, just to find a place so that we go to prayer now. Now, Brother Bram said, on the day of Pentecost, paragraph 52, he sent down the Holy Ghost to continue true with the Gentiles, to take out a seed of promise and to give the Gentiles the offcast, to give them the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to bring them into the promise. Now we have a right to conquer all sicknesses. Are you there? You have that right. We don't have to conquer it. It is already conquered. You believe that? All that we have to do is just claim the promise and go take it. It is already conquered. Death is conquered. Hell is conquered. Sickness is conquered. Temptation is conquered. All devil is conquered. Hell is conquered. Death is conquered. The grave is conquered. And we stand in the gate taking it. Now you don't have to fire a shot. It is already paid for. You don't need no fighting. Those people that are rising up against you say you will never succeed. You don't need to fight them. Just go on your knees and pray. That's all you need to do. And God will fight for you. And you will hold your peace. You love the Lord? That's his promise to you. His enemy, he will possess the gate of his enemy. How many of those enemies? Thousands of millions. Are you there? If they like, let them be billions. We will possess them. I don't know where they are coming from. Maybe they have not given birth to them. Let them come. There is one that has promised that we will possess them. He has already paid the price. All I need to do is to walk in that economy. You love the Lord tonight? Then we should not live an underprivileged life. May God help us in Jesus' name. See, he will possess the gate of his enemy, every one of them. He rose from the dead. He possessed it because he gave it to us. It is all a free gift. Beside all that, everything that he has done and conquered every gate, he conquered sickness. He took that gate. The only thing that we have to do is to walk up to that gate of sickness and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, the conqueror, amen, I am well. You be positive. When it comes to the time, it comes time to die and death, say, watch me take him. You see, watch me make him take back his religion. You say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, roll back Jordan, the seed of Abraham takes that gate. You love the Lord? Why? Paul said one time, when they was fixing to cut his head off, it was a seed of Abraham. And he said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Christ. Amen. What is it that you can think of? Is it temptation? Somebody has conquered it for you. The Bible told us that he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. Then is it possible, impossible for a child of God to live a sinless life? Yes, it's possible. As Pastor used to say, and I believe it because I've tasted it and it's a reality. Yes, it's possible. People might have question mark against you and say, this is a mistake, this is this. But you know yourself, face yourself in the light of God's word. Yes, it's possible. Is it possible that the woman will shake her bum before you and you will not fall? Yes, it's possible, brother. That power is in the Holy Ghost. Once you receive that Holy Ghost in your life, you have received the anointing to possess everything. He is the master of circumstance. Maybe you don't understand what we are talking about. He masters every circumstance you can think of. Is it temptation? He overcome it. Is it worry? He overcome it. Is it barrenness? He overcome it. Is it lack? He overcome it. Holy Ghost, take charge of everything. You just receive Holy Ghost in your life. Are we saying troubles will not come? No, they will come. That is the way that God will prove you. That is the way you will know you have gotten His Spirit. That is the time you can sing, the things I used to do, I do them no more. You see Mami Market, you dodge it. Are you not seeing? You saw Mami Market, you used to go to Mami before. But now you don't go there again. Something has taken place. There is a power now on you that is more than that you used to have before. You are a new creature. Amen. That sickness that once hold you down, you have come out of that sickness. Hallelujah. Because somebody paid the price. He conquered death. Is Satan telling you are going to die? Tell him, in the name of Jesus, I will not die. I will live to see the goodness of God. Because that is the promise of God to me. Let us not entertain fear. Let us take God by His word. But Bible says, if He has seen anything, He's bound to fulfill it. You love the Lord tonight? Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. One more time. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory over sin. Oh, victory, victory, hallelujah. Before we pray now, paragraph 58. We're about to say in the church of the living God this morning, tonight, He lays the power to heal all sicknesses. You believe that? In the church of the living God this hour, lays the power to overcome all temptation. You will see billions. They are offering it to you. Yes, it's a test. And you say, I don't want that. God tested William Branham several times. He saw it, he said, I don't need that. A cottage and a tent, I'm content. What else do I need? Want to live in $1 million mansion? I don't need that. When I need food to eat, He provides good food. When I want to transport, I have mobility. When I want to dress fine, He gives me clothes. What else am I looking for? I don't need that kind of money. God, remember, He will try you at every point in your life. And before we pray, may I say something? This Christian race, remember, is a fight all through till we see Him. You might be going through a personal temptation now or a personal trial. If you graduate from that, there's another one coming. That's the way it comes every time. Yes, all that He's doing is training you. He's trying to shine you forth before the world. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, in the church of the living God, lays the power to overcome every temptation. In the church of the living God this evening, lays the power to change sin and throw it away. What is sin? What is that devil? Who is that devil that is holding you, that is telling you a lie, that you cannot become a Christian? He's a liar, and he's the father of lies. Jesus paid the price for you. Now whatsoever you desire this hour, ask in my name and it shall be given to you. He said a little while and the world, not the, now, the not seed, that's the unregenerated seed, will see me no more. But you will see me. For I will be in you. Even I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. What? The royal seed. He said, the works that I do, shall you do also. I will verify myself that I am with you. You believe that? For this sign shall follow them that believe. It shall possess the seed of his enemy. It shall possess. You believe that? His seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. No matter what the gate is. I love God. No matter what that gate is, whether it is sickness, whether it is temptations, whether it is sin, whatever gate it is conquered. Let us rise to our feet. And the royal seed of Abraham possessed that gate. Haven't you happy this evening that you are in church? Jesus conquered the world. He conquered all demons of hell. He conquers all lie. He conquers all temptation. God bless you, sir. He conquers all worry that you might think that you have. He has given us victory. Our victory is in Jesus Christ. Our health is in Jesus Christ. Our well-being is in Jesus Christ. Our good health is in Jesus Christ. Somebody has paid the price for us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be fine. He wants us to be comfortable. That is his will concerning us. You just accept those promises. Say, I believe you. Accept it. It is yours, brother. It is yours, sister. Somebody has paid the price. Remember what the prophet said? He said, you don't need to shoot any fire. You don't need to fire any shot. Somebody has paid it. All that you need to do is just to believe it and accept it. Like Mary. When the angel met her, Mary said, how shall it be? And the angel told her. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. That is the kind of faith that God is looking for. Because why? He has paid the price. Now, if you've got any enemy, brother, remember, there is no power of air that can stop that blessing. Every gate, whatever gate you might think of that is an enemy, Jesus conquered it for you. And he has given you the victory. He has given us the victory. All that we need to do is to accept it. Holy Ghost baptism is yours. Healing is yours. Sound mind is yours. Victory over the devil every day is yours. Victory over temptation is yours. Because why? Jesus Christ conquered it. That promise was not only to our father Abraham, but his seed, his seed after him, of which you are one of them, I'm one of them. It's unto you. The devil trying to tell you Holy Ghost is not for you. Tell that devil back. The Holy Ghost is for me. The devil telling you that the Christian life is not for you. Tell that devil the Christian life is for me. I can live a victorious Christian life. I can live above every temptation of this world. What is that temptation, brother, that is before you? Is it money? Is it woman? Is it popularity? What is it? What is it? Put it at the feet of Jesus. He has conquered it. Surrender all to him. Is it barrenness that is your own enemy? Remember, somebody conquered that enemy for you. Whatsoever you desire when you ask, believe, and then you shall have them. That is his promise. Whatever is your need tonight, you just lay before him. Tell him. Be it physical need, be it spiritual need, be it material need, be it financial need. He's still in the business of taking care of his children. Remember, just as we said last week, he cares for us, brother, sister. He's interested in our well-being because why? We are his representatives today. How can we tell this dying world that there is a God? It's by the manner of life that we live. After God tested Father Abraham, he proved him and said, yes, Abraham, you are a loyal son. He swore by himself that in blessing, I will bless you, Abraham. I will multiply your seed as the sand upon the seashore. And your seed shall possess every gate of their enemy. And they did, brother, sister. Every one of them. Read it through the Bible. There was none of them that Satan overcame. None of them. None. You might say, but they killed all the old patriarchs. They killed all the old disciples. Remember, there was that royal seed. Jesus Christ himself. He came and conquered that death. Satan thought he got him. But I said, and just like a bee, when he sting, he lost his stinger. Yes. All the prophet of old came, you know, and he was stinging them. When they come to that hour of death, they go. But there was this one, Christ Jesus. When he came, Satan said, I've gotten him. He didn't know the person he was dealing with. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered grief. That is why we have that confidence in God. That though we die physically, which a Christian does not die, we are eternal. Remember that. Because why? The one that has brought us here, in his mind, in his thought, he had an eternal thought. No wonder Brother Abraham said, as a child of God, you can no more die as God cannot die. Then what is that sickness? Who is that devil that is putting fear before you? We live in Christ, brother. It pays to serve Jesus, brother, sister. Just as we sang last Sunday, indeed, it pays to serve Jesus. He always be with us if we do our part. I love what that songwriter said. There is nothing in this wide world that pleasure can afford. But I tell you, there is peace and contentment in serving the Lord. There is satisfaction in serving the Lord. There is peace of mind in serving the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If we were asked tonight if there be anyone that have any need, no doubt we are all needy people. And you need the help of God, you need the grace of God. If you don't mind, will you lift your hand to God? Rabbi said, normally our hand should be down. But by way of showing God that we cannot help ourselves, we surrender to His supremacy. Our help is in Him. While we invite our pastor to pray for us, whatever that need is, let it be made known to God. And just believe God that God will give you the desires of your heart.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto you for the opportunity again tonight to come before your presence. We have been taught by your prophet, your mouthpiece unto us in this generation, that when you come into the midst of your people, he said you do not come as a recording agent, neither do you come as an onlooker. You come, O God, to meet the needs of your children, to answer their prayers, to fulfill your promises in their lives. Father, our hands are up. There is nobody here, Lord, that does not have one form of need or the other, because there is always more of you. Our Master and our God, you know all things, including the thoughts of our hearts. You know what our needs are. Until you promise us that before we ask at all, you have already known what those needs are. Father, we are praying, whatsoever our needs might be, whether physical, whether material, whether financial, whether spiritual, whether for somebody else, whatever nature the need might be, you are the Almighty who is able to solve all problems. Father, don't pass any of us by. While you are answering our prayers, meet us at the point of our needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we just want to thank you. We bless your name. You have taught us to say, whatsoever thing you desire, when you ask in prayer, I say, believe you have received it, then shall you have it. Father, whatsoever those needs might be in our individual lives, right from the platform to the pews, O God, we are asking. We believe that you are God and you hear it, you answer prayers. If you will not do it, you will do promise. That's what your prophet told us. Because you promise it, O God, we can depend upon your promises because you are watching over them to bring them to manifestation. Don't pass any of us by, Lord. Is it the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Fill us, O God. Is it the healing? Refill us, O God. Is it sicknesses and diseases? You resist stripes upon your body that we might be perfect in good health. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Put the devil to shame in every aspect of our lives for your glory and for your honor. You died to achieve something. What you died to achieve is to achieve sons and daughters of God that are without blemish, without wrinkle, without any unsourcing law. Father, we are your hands, O God. Your prophet said, if we are sick, we cannot put in our best in your services. That is why you say you wish we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospered. May we prosper in our souls. May we prosper in our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Replenish your servant that you are graciously used. Lift up the honor of his ministry and that of others. May your name be praised, O God. We know and we are sure. And we have this confidence that the bride is growing. May we be among the growing bride, O Father. Thank you, Savior divine. We lay the rest of the service into your hands. Inspire and anoint us and grant us, Lord, option to pray as become a saint. May your name be praised, Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.
While we are still in prayer, let's listen to this.
Spend it all. He paid it all. To him I owe. Hath left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change. Paid it all, Jesus paid it all, he paid it all, all. sin hath left a grievous stain. He washed it white as snow, since nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim, I will wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all, God bless you.
Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, we just want to thank you for bringing us together again tonight. In this sanctuary that you have provided for us to shelter us for rain for our sunshine, a place that we do gather to worship and praise thy name. Men, women, boys, and girls of life, precious faith. Father, we just want to thank you. Your prophet said we come to your house just to check up how we are studying with you and your words. Each time we come in, we come to stand as individuals before the mirror of the word of God. We have been made to know physical things, tied the spiritual. If we stand before the physical mirror, it shows us exactly how we are. It is the same thing when we stand before the spiritual mirror of your word. We also see as we are. And because you have taught us that judgment begins in the house of God. Father, we are praying. As your prophet, the mouthpiece of God to us at this end time. He said, we cannot come into the presence of God and go back the same. He said, it's either we go better or we go worse. Because we are part of your program. Because you have foreknown us before the foundation of the world. Because we are the very cause why you went to Calvary. Lord, we know, and we know that we know, that by your mercies, each time we come before your presence, you will say something that will encourage us to be more determined to serve you better than we are doing. You will say something to correct us in the wrong way that we are going. Lord Jesus, no wonder your word, it is written, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, or to righteousness. So that the men of God, the women, boys and girls of God, might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for a portion of your word that you have fed our souls with. We thank you for the storehouse you told your prophet to store the food in that place. For the bride we have need of it. For therein lays the rapturing faith. We are very grateful, Father. Thank you for the portion that you fed us with tonight. It has steered us up. It has encouraged us, Lord, to know, oh Father, that you have made such wonderful promises concerning us, that there is no need to be afraid of whatever the enemy might want to do to us. Because your prophet has preached a sermon, he that is in us, which is you, you are greater than the enemy that is in this world, our Father and our God. In whichever way he has planned to do one thing or the other, and whichever means he has planned to go, whichever vessels he has tried to use, we know according to your promises, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Those who love us, may you bless them. Those who hate us, Lord, may you have mercy upon them, Lord. Our Father, is our prayers. We just pray, our Master and our God, that you be gracious unto us. You say we shall be saved and our house. Lord, we bring our children before the throne of mercy. I discover we are not praying for our children enough, because we have been made to know that God does not have grandchildren. It doesn't matter who gave birth to them. They were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came into this world speaking lies. Our Father and our God, since you have said we shall be saved in our house, Lord, and you don't have grandchildren, you only have sons and daughters, the way we repented and submitted ourselves for water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we received the Holy Ghost, that is the same way our children should have to go. Our Father, we claim our children for the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we remember our loved ones, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our nephews, our cousins, our nieces, our friends, our uncles, our aunties, our friends. We bring everybody. Lord Jesus, may none of them go to hell in the name of Jesus Christ. We have been made to know that hell was not made for man. It was made for Satan and his agents. Our Master and our God, your prophet said, you are going to send no man to hell because he was a sinner. You said they will go there because they refused the way out of sin. We used to talk about 120 years of your long suffering through the time of Noah. If we had to copy it to the time you have gone and promised to come back, it's over 2,000 years now. Our Master and our God, we plead for mercy for our loved ones, Lord. Have mercy, O God. Except you draw a man, and no man can come to you. We pray, O God, for mercy. Answer our prayers for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we gather in this little place to worship you, to praise you, we call one another brother, we call one another sister, as you have instructed us to do. Master, as many as are not yet in your body by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, which is the assurance, which is the evidence that we are part of your predestinated ones, Father, may you fill them with your spirit, Lord. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there be any sick person here, Father, it is not your will that we should be sick. That is why you receive stripes upon your body. That is why your word says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you and by your stripes we were healed. Your prophet said we should always put our name in that place. Wherever sickness is hiding in our bodies is not made for diseases. It's not made for sicknesses. Our bodies is the temple where God dwells by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, Satan, remove your diseases, remove your sicknesses, remove your infections, flush them out of our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, our body, our spirit, our soul. Oh God, Lord, even the organs you place within. The lungs, the large intestine, the small intestine, Lord, the heart, and also others, O God, our sisters that have wombs, wherever, O God, the organs you place within us. Lord Jesus, we are praying and asking. Supernaturally, may you service everyone. Flush out every disease. Flush out every sickness. May we be whole and hearty to serve you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. When you were here, you heal all diseases, oh Father. You deliver the leper completely from their leprosy. Lord Jesus, you change it not. You said this sign shall follow them that believe. You said in my name, they shall cast out devils. And your prophet said every sickness is a demon. Wherever they are hiding, we charge them by the authority that have been given to us by our master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. May the people be made free in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant that you are graciously use the gate tonight to bring down your blessings upon us. Replenish it for the virtue that has left him at that of others, O God. Thank you, our Father. Our children that have left home to go to school. Your prophet said, the Bible said we should teach our children the way they should go. When they grow up, they will not depart from that way. Even if they want to depart, the things that we have taught them, we hurt them. Father, the things that we have taught those our children, may those things stand for them, O God. May they not join bad influences, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Father, may you always be there to raise a standard against the enemy. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We are so grateful. You brought us here. We are going to dismiss, not from your presence, as we go back home, whether we will trek, whether we climb or cadre, by whichever means or private vehicle you brought us here, take us back home safely. Lord, it is that we have heard. May we not be forgetful hearers, Lord. May you bring to our remembrance the thing that you have taught us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. We remember our brothers and our sisters, the bride of Jesus Christ in all the universe. Lord, may you continue to perfect all that concerneth us. Make us ready for that glorious rapture. Thank you, our Master. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. May the church say amen. God bless you, church. Thank you for praying for me when I traveled. I'm so grateful for your prayers. God help me my little way. I was also praying for you. And though the trip was very short, but I was able to preach 4 sermons. You know, Friday I preached. Sunday I took Sunday school, preached in the morning. Then the wedding was Sunday afternoon. They gave me the wedding sermon. The Sunday school was 45 minutes, and the main sermon was 2 hours, and the wedding was 1 hour. Now, though the time was short, but it was loaded with actions. The Lord was so good to us. Like I've been saying, I keep saying it, the bride is growing. Brothers and sisters, the bride is growing. We are all here, the oldest person in our midst tonight. I think it's Brother Odeli. Next to him. I think I'm mistaken. What about Brother Oluwaro Timi? What I want to say is that we're all born baby girls and baby boys. I think you know that. Our mama. Oh my. Thank God for mothers. Can we say God bless mothers? May they ever remain blessed. May we say, fathers, don't be jealous. Don't forget I'm a father too. God bless you. Mothers are special. They are just special. Go out from morning to evening, the whole family, then return home. You return home, everybody is tired. Both the husband and the children, they are looking at mama to bring food. What your dad knew, everybody is tired, but they are looking to mommy share journey. Thank God for mommies. Praise God. Amen. So, what am I trying to say? Brothers, sisters, the Bible says when I was a child, I behaved like one. But when I became mature, I do away with childish things. The bride is growing. Are you following me? If you are the type, you see, we have said it over and over and over. When we come to prayer meeting, make sure you meet business. What you pray at home, fine. But we cry together like this. The prophet said, every one of us have been a portion of the Holy Ghost. When we come like this, he said the pillar of fire is in its fullness in our midst. If you know that when you sit down to pray, you are sleeping, help yourself. We are no longer babies. I want that running now. I want you. May God help us. Let us not continue in those things. Some of us, am I home? We'll be hearing. You know that kind of a thing. May God deliver us from childish things. So, when we say prayer meeting, it means prayer meeting. The way I pray, it doesn't concern you. If I like, I'll be shouting. I'm talking to God and not you. Are you following me? In the time of peace, that is when we prepare for war. This is the time we are preparing for the rapture. Brothers, sisters, except to be reprobate, you will know if God is dwelling in you and is walking in you. You will know. It's more than sis, bro, bro, shalom. It's more than that. Change gossip. Maybe one day we will preach a sermon, you shall receive power. That power will break it down. That power we receive, so we go break it down. To know who that power is and what it's given for. Okay. So, on Friday, we are coming for the breaking of bread and faith washing. We couldn't do that last one, I think, because of the burial ceremony of one of us that we went for. But this time around, the opportunity is there. May we gather for that purpose. Even if you are not certain of yourself, you are not going to partake, please, come. It's a service. That period, God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Look, God doesn't play with his words. The Bible says, they that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Do you know when you are hungry? That is why when you are very hungry, sometimes they put food down, you forget you have not prayed. Before you remember you have not prayed, three muscles have already entered inside your tummy. So when you pray, we say, God bless the food, both the one that I have entered and the one that I am yet to eat. May God help us. Let us task for righteousness. We keep hammering these things to the your brothers and your sisters. No matter how talented you are, no matter the role you play in the church, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you are not in the body. You are not yet a Christian. If rapture comes, you will not go. So it's not something we play with. God forbid, like I used to say, that we go in the rapture and you are left behind. We give you the auditorium. We dash you. Go go and instrument, jitter, everything. Kuma and kolo. May that never be your portion. Amen. Okay. See you on Friday, God willing. May God keep us at the center of His perfect will. 138. Wow. Brother, you are welcome. Blessed be His holy name.
Than Jesus' blood and righteousness, I dare not trust that sweet death frame for holding me. Oh Jesus, name. Oh Christ, yes, oh, the rock I stand. Oh Lord, I grant his sinking hand. That's all the rock I stand. Oh Lord, I grant his sinking hand. Seems to hide his face. I rest on this unchanging grace. In every hard and stormy gale, my heart falls within heaven. Oh Christ, yes,
Thank you.